Jacksonville's Samuel W. Wolfson High School lost its driver's ed class this year due to budget cuts, but students can still learn to drive on campus thanks to a driving simulator made possible by Coker Law and the Apex Resource Center. Ninth grader Deontay Hill is driving the school's new Apex virtual vehicle while its creator, Trish Johnson, watches. She pauses the simulation from time to time to tell the 14-year-old Hill what he's doing well and areas where he can improve.
So I'm going to hit pause right here because I want to look how your position...
Hill is one of 125 Wolfson freshmen who are expected to learn on the simulator this school year. Johnson is a former race car driver who's trained about 13,000 drivers over the past 25 years. She founded Apex Resource Center in Jacksonville about 5 years ago with the goal of making sure young people like Hill have all the resources they need to learn how to drive safely. She designed the virtual vehicle with a former racing crew member in mind who died when she was in her 20s. Johnson says he hydroplaned and crashed on the highway.
Because of what I had learned as a race driver, I know what to do if a car hydroplanes, but I knew he didn't know, and that bothered me. So I decided to try to do something about that and spare families from going through what I saw his family. So I, at that point, retired from racing and focused, again, all of my efforts on driver training.
She says her virtual vehicles are very realistic because of the scenarios they put drivers through. They can simulate fog, rain, night, snow, ice, and even the glare of the Florida sun. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.